Hey everybody, it's October 8th, and it's the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. I'm a little late starting today because a lot of news keeps coming up. I'm just about to start recording, and then I get an email, and I got to post a new item to the site, or there's a new figure to tell you about. So let's just get started, because it's a good week. At the box office last week, the number one movie, was The Social Network with $22.4 million. It was followed by Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole with $10.9 million, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps at $10 million, The Town at $9.7 million, and Easy A at $6.7 million. This week, your new movies include Secretariat, Life as We Know It, It's Kind of a Funny Story, and some other stuff. News. Your top story this week, the Looney Tunes character Pepe Le Pew is coming back. That's the good news. The bad news is that it's a live-action CGI movie, and Mike Myers provides the voice. Sorry, people who like things that are funny, you're going to get this instead. DreamWorks is getting into the business of trying to make a Halo movie. I'll believe it when I see it. Collider is reporting that the Hangover 2 movie is filming now, and it's going to film in Thailand. It's due out in May, meaning this is going to be a speedy production. Sam Raimi has been officially confirmed as the director of the upcoming Wizard of Oz prequel, Oz the Great and Powerful. Robert Downey Jr. is expected but not confirmed for the title role. This week's top rumor that's not really a rumor is the new Transformers movie's title, which we are being told is The Dark of the Moon. Zack Snyder of 300, Watchmen, and soon-to-be Sucker Punch fame, signed on to direct a new Superman movie. No word on who Superman's going to be. Rumor is Natalie Portman wants to be Lois Lane. And, basically they're making this movie because if Warner doesn't make this movie, they'll lose the rights to make Superman films. So this is a contractual obligation. Battlestar Galactica and Ronald D. Battlestar Galactica and Star Trek's Ronald D. Moore is working on a new Wild Wild West remake. Presumably there will be terrorism and robots. I can't talk today. I'm doing too much work. Spider-Man's new girlfriend in the new Spider-Man movie will be Emma Stone of Easy A fame. She's a redhead. She's being hired to play Gwen Stacy, a blonde. Good job, Hollywood. Great casting. Use what you have. I hear Lady Gaga is going to be great for the next Oprah movie, as Oprah. The Glee cast now has more Billboard 100 singles than the Beatles, but not as many as Elvis or James Brown. Kudos to James Brown. I didn't know he did so well, but he is the godfather of soul, y'all, so check him out. Weezer's deluxe reissue of Pinkerton will street in November and will have close to 25 bonus tracks. The Blue Album didn't even have that many. The good news is a lot of stuff from Songs from the Black Hole are going to be making the cut, so I can't wait to hear it, because I likes the Weezer, especially the early Weezer, specifically the early Weezer, as well as the rentals, and I think, you know, who doesn't, really? You should. It's a thing you should do. And, I have to move on to our next topic now because I'm eating up too much time. Get something for nothing at Entertainment Earth. Our free gift promotion continues, and you'd better hurry up and take advantage of it because it's going to end real soon. Not tomorrow, but pretty soon. If you hurry up and go to our website and you spend $40 on any in-stock or pre-order product, including new cases I'm about to talk about in the next segment, you can get a free gift, like a Doctor Who spinning key charm, or phone charm, or whatever, it spins. It's Doctor Who, it's a Cyberman, you'll love it. There's also a free Nightmare Before Christmas trading figure, free Bionicle poster and book set, and a free Reservoir Dogs talking keychain. All excellent items that we're not going to charge you for if you spend $40 on another product. Add the coupon code to your cart and order today, but only at Entertainment Earth. Okay, so yeah, toys. Lots of new toys this week. What do we have for you? Just a few minutes before I started recording this, Hasbro sent us an email saying that there are new Hasbro Star Wars figures coming in January. You already know what these are, but this is the first time you'll know what comes in the case. Wave 4 of Star Wars Vintage includes Attack of the Clones, Super Battle Droid, Repaint, Blue Senate Guard, New Sculpt, Kit Fisto, New Sculptor, Resculpt, Mace Windu, New Head, Jango Fett, Resculpt, New Gauntlets, New Color, Padme Amidala in Peasant Outfit, New Sculpt, New Outfit, Never Before Made, Peasant Anakin Skywalker, New Sculpt, Obi-Wan Kenobi from Episode 2, Cloth Cloak, otherwise reissue, Zam Wessel, New Sculpt, Darth Vader, Repack, Sand Trooper, Repack, and General Grievous with his cape, Repack. Again, they're all due in January. Order now, you'll get one each of the 9 new figures, or new to the line figures, and 3 repacks. Kotobukiya also announced a new smaller scale of Star Wars statue, say that 5 times fast, next year. We'll be seeing a Stormtrooper 2-pack with interchangeable parts, and Boba Fett. Transformers. It's a really good day for Transformers news, too. Nothing you can order from us yet, but something exciting came out of Malaysia. We'll talk about that in a second. The USA will be getting a special two-pack with the comic book, as well as repaints of Rodimus and Cyclonus toys from Transformers the movie. Hardcore fans will recognize the paint jobs from this summer's Challenge at Cybertron Comic, or rather Cybertron Con China exclusive. These are basically the same figures, but they have rub signs instead of logos on their chests. Galvatron will not be re-released because Galvatron's a crap figure that I overpaid for from the Chinese version and it's not worth having. Not that I'm bitter, but it sucks and you don't want it. Trust me, you don't. You think you do, but you don't. I thought I did and I was wrong. The Transformers Collectors Club 2011 membership figure is now on their website. It's Sideburn, or another repaint of Classics Rodimus. It's way better looking than most Rodimus figures. It's gorgeous. Check it out. Anyway, back to Malaysia. Hasbro, for some reason, someone from Hasbro Malaysia decided to post internal Hasbro emails, and on the list, if it's true, are confirmation of upcoming Takara Transformers United figures, which are going to appear in Generations, and the reveal of the shield lines. Upcoming new figures include Char, which is the Japanese name for Cup, Wheeljack, which is Wheeljack, Rumble, which is Rumble, and Frenzy, which is Frenzy. Rumble and Frenzy will be packaged together in a two-pack. There are no pictures, but these aren't going to be out until February or March at the earliest, so most likely you'll see them at Toy Fair unless a picture shows up somewhere else earlier. There are no known U.S. release dates. I'm gambling Toy Fair announces on both of these, or all three of these. Four, technically. But there's three different SKUs. We'll see. Maybe they'll split up the two-pack for the U.S. Hasbro's funny like that. Let's move on. DC. DC Direct has a bunch of new items for 2011. The highlight is a Batman, Catwoman, Bishojo statue with huge, huge, huge boots. Boots. Anyway, a new Justice League of America line is coming and will include new very fancy versions of Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and Hal Jordan Green Lantern. A new Wonder Woman 600 statue will bring her new outfit to the fancy world of collectibles. Oh, and we're also going to be getting a Black Lantern Batman minibust who looks absolutely evil and rotting and cool. Marvel! We got some Marvel news for you, too. Diamond Select will be doing a really cool Gambit next April. It looks like an updated version of the character you remember from the 1990s. And as I started recording, I was sent a link from my buddy Phil, who you'll know from Altered States Magazine, of new New York Comic-Con images from Hasbro. New figures include Apocalypse, which is a large figure but still in the basic Marvel Universe assortment. The Frost Giant, which is an oversized figure. A huge Sentinel. Cable with what appears to be Quato in his chest. Is it obvious I'm not a Marvel fan? Well, I'm a fan, but I'm not a super fan. I know some of this stuff, but not everything. The World War Planet Hulk with his axe and shield was shown. I think it looks really cool. I've heard people complain, but they're wrong. It looks great. They've also got a bunch of existing figures on display that aren't very exciting. And a lot of stuff that's already been announced, so there's probably going to be more new stuff in the next couple of days. There's a Black Ninja. There's Storm. Man, that Sentinel looks cool. That's all I got to say about that. It really is nice. So keep an eye open. We'll probably have pre-orders for these in the next week or so. I hope. Ghostbusters Diamond Select will be doing a light-up Slimer statue next April. I saw the prototype in person. It's pretty swell. In November, Mattel will be selling a new Peter Venkman action figure with a proton stream. Blythe will be in more Lil's Pet Shop products, including a scooter and in a photo in a series of postcard pets, which do not include the famous 1970s fashion doll, but rather a picture of her, because nothing children like more than photography. Tron Legacy items are hitting now, including small figures, big figures, and a lot of electronic features. They have Try Me packaging, so you can try them out. Masters of the Universe Classics. The November figure is Grizzlor, and Mattel confirmed we'll be making no Octavia the Octopus Woman figures. Sorry, people who know what that means. G.I. Joe. In the only news we've had in a while, the G.I. Joe Collectors Club revealed its Dial Tone exclusive club figure. The comments about it were given to me on Twitter, where it looks a little bit like Saddam Hussein. I agree. That's all for the Entertainment Earth podcast. Thanks for listening to our extremely jumbled, hastily recorded show. We've had a lot going on today, and I got a lot more to do before I go to lunch, so I got to get onto the other episodes to record. Thanks for listening. Glad you could make it. See you next time. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. And don't forget to pre-order your Star Wars Vintage Attack of the Clones wave today, because if you don't, you won't be first on the list. If you're not first on the list, you're going to wait. And if you're going to wait, you'll be sorry. Goodbye.